This is our Discipleship Sunday, which if you have never been here, it means that we don't do things normal, which you'll find out. But what we want to do is we want to continue to be a church that doesn't just speak at you, but speak with you, to have conversations of all ages. And so we are in a series talking about when we pray. And so this morning we are talking about confession. Confession. Kids, I have a, before you get started, I have a special activity that I need for you. Because confession is a weird thing. Do you see how all of your, like, parents and adults are very quiet right now? Because they're out of practice. But I have a question for you. We have a thing in the church that we understand that divides us between us and God, and it's called sin. And we talked about sin in our sports camp. They defined it very simply as things you say, think, or do that is against God, right? Right? You remember that? So I have a couple questions. I need your help, kids. Up here. Look, I need you to, what are some sins that the Bible talks about, or maybe your parents have talked about, that are bad to do? What are they? Yeah? Stealing. Yep. So we got stealing. Right? All right, that's a big one right there. Okay? What else? Yeah. Charlie. What?
Trick.
Oh, being false, doing tricks. Although I like me a good trick every once in a while. You know. April Fools came around, you know? Right? Being a trickster. Right? I know I like that one. I got duckied. There's hundreds and hundreds. Oh. If you are a preschooler, you can go out downstairs. Sorry, totally bobbed that, but kids, you're cool to stay. Okay, what else? What are the other ones? What are some other sins that you've gotten? Like, yeah? Bad people doing bad things, right? So doing bad things. I like bad people doing bad things, right? So we got some bad things going on. What else? What are some things maybe you get in trouble for? Yeah?
Not listening.
Yeah, disobedience. What else? Yeah. Fighting? Hitting? Yeah. Let's just call that violence. I'll put hitting there too, but it's a big person word. But yes, violence. What else? What else? What other ones? How about when we say something that's not true? What are we doing? Lying, right? Lying. All right. Right. What else? Anybody else? What are some other things?
Not cooperation.
Oh, yeah. Not respecting, right? Mm-hmm. Respect. I don't know why that comes from one kid. Disregard who it comes from. What else? There's a big one. Like, yeah. Yeah, sinning, but what else like could be part of that? We'll just put sin up there too, because that's a big word that we're talking about. Yep. What else? Anything like the Ten Commandments?
Disobedience.
Yep, disobedience. We did that, right? Anything like the Ten Commandments? Do not. Oh, idols. Oh, see? Look at these kids knowing, right? Idols. Doing good job downstairs with Pastor Becca and all the teachers. Give two claps for the teachers downstairs. All right. What else? Anybody else? Thou shalt not. Murder. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a big one. Murder. Right. Okay. I like this. So do you think there are more or less than here? Do we have, are we good? Pretty good with the, there's probably more, but we're pretty good. Right. It's filled up. Right. So let's just say like there's, you know, all those. Let's do one of these things. I like this one. You know, it's covet, right? You know what this one is? What we call in our house? Case of the gimmies. Yeah, and trust me, adults can get the gimmies too. It's called Amazon. Okay? Just shout out, parents. Just called you out. Awesome. Okay? Yeah, coveting, stealing, murdering, lying, right? Those are a couple of things. That's so good. And so I have a question.
Not listening to your parents.
Ooh, not listening. Why is this one always? You should understand what this kid's got to work on. Yeah, and all kids. Hey, you know what? I would even say that I have a hard time listening too. So it's not just you. Anybody else have a hard time listening? Anybody else? Oh, yep, me too. Let's go. So this morning, I want you to see the scripture that we're coming from when we're talking about confession. It comes from 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and 9, and it says this. You can look it on the screen if you need to. It's up there. It says this. If we claim to be without sin, right, kids? We deceive ourselves or fool ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. And so this morning we're talking about like confession and sin. And so we'll be asking the question. Yeah. Oh, you need to find some words. Ooh, good job.
Just one more.
Friends, what is your, as we talk about confession, what's your story around it? What's the narrative that you know, or maybe your experience around confession? What's it been like for you? What do you feel when you hear the word confession? Okay, also, I'm going to preface this. This is a talk back and forth thing. So kids, you're good at this in class. Adults, come on. It's okay. We can practice this. I know it was like a couple of decades ago, maybe even more for some people. But it's okay. We do this. Talking back and forth. What's your experience with confession?
Guilt,
right? Oh, man. Yep. What? Relief. I love it. It's like juxtaposed and different sides, guilt and relief. So all of you sitting over here are really good. All of you are sitting here. I'm sorry. What else? What's your experience with confession? Oh, embarrassment. All right. Yeah.
Acceptance.
Okay. What else? Regret.
Shame.
Ooh, that's a bit, let's go. Somebody named it. Yep. Necessary, right? Oh, yeah, so consequence or punishment. So you're like, maybe by confessing, maybe I can like skirt some of them, you know? Maybe, yeah.
Accountability,
yeah. Can we name some of the other things too? Like when I think of confession, sometimes I think of like the Catholic Church, right? Going and sitting in a, like a booth, right? And you just like confess it all. And you're like, you're supposed to feel good. But then like you're given homework, you know? Yeah. Okay. Or like, right? Like we teach, has anybody like heard the prayer? Like, Lord, I lay me down to sleep. Lord, my soul to keep. If I shall die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. Right, it's like, again, I grew up in sometimes like night prayers were confession prayers because that prayer right there scared me to death. My soul better be clean if it takes me in the middle of the night. Because what happens if I'm not? Right, anybody else like, okay, Lord, I took money that wasn't like that penny, take a penny. I took a penny, didn't leave a penny. Lord, you know, I cut that person off. I said some bad things in my head. Like, right, you're just like listing these things. And then you fall asleep and you're like, oh, I didn't get them all. Right? And so the anxious, nervous sweats, I don't know. Yeah. So I mean, like, what, like, that's a part, like, of our thing about, like, confession. And so, like, you know, it's maybe a guilt thing. But I have this phrase that came up that was really interesting, is that the practice of confession is, like, confession is the practice of telling on yourself. Confession is the practice of telling on yourself. Hey, kids, I have a question. Have you ever, like, told on yourself? Yeah? This little one had two package of Welch's fruit snacks and an Airhead, and didn't tell anybody and didn't ask for permission, but felt bad about it and came and told, right? Anybody else, have you told on yourself, like, that you feel like that you needed to tell a parent or tell a teacher or something that you did wrong, or a friend maybe, or tell on yourself? No? Y'all are really good? Have you, like, when we say that, that practice of telling on yourself, what does it conjure up in your heart and in your mind, like, when it talks about practice of telling on yourself? What does that come up to you? Is it something that's foreign to you? Familiar? Something that you want to engage in? Or you're saying, like, I just want to get out of here really quickly? What does it feel like? The practice of telling on yourself. Yeah. Ooh.
Right? So you actually might not see yourself or your own actions very clearly, because in order to kind of live with yourself or carry on, maybe change them.
Yeah, you change the narrative in order to make it not as, like, guilty feeling. Yeah, so I can swallow it, right? Like, you change the narrative. Or a big fancy word for in the church is called, we justify. Right? To ourselves, we're like, I can understand where this was bad, but these things that led up to it, I was justified in it, so I feel okay. Right? How else? Telling on yourself. What does that, what does that invoke in terms of feelings, thoughts? Yeah?
I see it as, like, clearing my slate so that I can get back to, like, being good with God. Because when someone does something wrong to me, it feels a lot better when they come and apologize and admit what they did was wrong. And now I have to look at them with that same, like, disdain, or, like, there's some distance between us. It, like, clears that slate so I can forgive them, and now we can be back to being on good terms. Same with God. He doesn't dislike us when we don't confess, but it's like a clearing of the slate, and God wants to look at us as clean.
Yeah.
Don't confess, it's hard for God to get there.
Yeah, you're talking about that relationship with God and with one another, like the practice of, like, clearing the slate clean. I thought what you said was really interesting. With human-to-human interaction, like, you could still have that bitterness feeling in it, but God doesn't emote that same bitterness towards us when we sin. Like, that just is, like, something that came when you said that. I was like, oh, imagine, like, how we sometimes, when we go and tell on ourselves to somebody else, we can understand and feel the anger or frustration, but God doesn't feel that for you. Oh, that's so good. What else? Practice of telling on yourself. How does this, like, what do you think? Is this, like, something that is applicable to your life? Not applicable? Yeah, it begins. I like it. You said it's the beginning of the amends, right? Like, it is the beginning process of making right again that relationship. Practice of telling on yourself. What does that look like? Yeah, name the easy things. Who likes to name the easy things? Right? The things that don't hurt anybody else or don't, like, interact with anybody else. Maybe God. Which is harder? Is it doing with, and when God says, like, loving others and loving him, greatest two commandments, which is harder to do it with, to tell on yourself with other people or with God for you? What? With others. Who else feels that way? With others. You can raise your hand. Yeah, yeah. How about with God? Who finds that hard? Yep. Yep. Okay. When we talk about this idea of confession, there's a thing that I think is really interesting. We talk about ourselves as disciples who apprentice ourselves after our rabbi, Jesus, that we want to not only be with him, become like him, and do what he did. And so when it comes to confession, mature disciples don't confess less. They confess more. How many of your people are feeling a little guilt and shame right now? Anybody else besides me? Okay, yeah, right? This equating of our following of Jesus, the more mature you are, the more you confess. What do you feel about that? Do you think that's true? What problems do you have with it? Yeah.
I won't say I have a problem.
Oh, come on, have a problem.
I guess what I think about emotional maturity of humans as we go through life, when you are able to address what you've done more quickly, the beginning of that absolution happens.
Mm.
So if you could it's tough, right? That's the problem.
Yeah.
An issue, but if you are able to get into a process of confessing.
Yeah, getting in.
You can repair more quickly.
Yeah, it's that process of preparing and getting that quickly. I think that's also really interesting because the longer we go without confessing, either the more we justify it or like bitterness and resentment take root. And so it actually moves us further away from Jesus. What else? Talk about this part of maturity and discipleship about confessing. How does it hit you? This middle section hasn't talked, just so you know. I'm going to call you out. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit makes it easier over time as you acknowledge and let the Spirit do the work. It becomes less about feels and more about formation.
Yeah, so movement of the Holy Spirit continues to form you, right? So it isn't always on you to remember all the things, right? But you begin to be formed by the Holy Spirit. And so you're more tender to the things that you do that are sinful and wrong. Like the goal of confession, I'm just going to name this right now, is not to sin less. Because that would mean you need to confess less, right? Like I'm not asking us to go out and be in that church that's like, man, this Pine Lake church totally allows its people to sin, right? They are the worst people in humanity, but then they come back in and they're so nice. Meet them in church, don't meet them out in the streets, right? Like, you know, nah, that's not us. But one of the things I think about that, when you confess less, what does it do to your pride? Goes up? I saw it right there. Tell me more about that. Why? Tell me more. Tell me more about it.
Well, I think you have to have a
Yeah, you have a self interpretation of you're not as bad as you think you are, right? Yeah, I like to think of that like as a kind of a protagonist like bent. Like I feel like I am always the protagonist of the stories. No, I'm not the antagonist. Okay, that's awesome. What else? What does it say about like our pride in confessing less? What does it do to us when we confess less? What is the, your ego gets in the way? Yeah, tell me more.
Yeah, I don't know what they were saying over there. God knows our heart posture, and we would like to tell ourselves a certain story about ourselves to make ourselves feel better.
That's so good. Like, how many times do we read in Scripture, like, he read the heart of, like, the Pharisees and people in the room? Like, he already knew, and yet they had a hard time confessing that that's what they believed. That's so, like, it's, yes, it, like, messes, does something with our pride. But I also think of, like, when we decide that we are going to confess less, it just says, hey, I need a little bit more time, and I can get this right. Like, I think about, I'm just looking over to a student, like, in playing volleyball. The more I practice, the more I can get this set right. I can get this spike right. I just need a little more time. Don't cut me from the team. Just give me a little bit of time. How many of us are like, Jesus, don't cut me from the team. Just give me a little bit more time. I'll figure this discipleship thing out. But Jesus already knows our heart. That's so like, thanks for the... Thanks for the metaphor on the spot. I love it. Yeah. Yeah, confess more. I think confess more. Somebody said you have your right view of yourself, like humility, right? Do we like humility? Let's be honest about it. Do you like seeing yourself correctly when it comes to confession? What's so hard about it? What's hard about confession?
You have to admit you did something wrong.
How many of us don't want to admit we did something wrong? Yeah, I love it. Me too, right? In parenting, in being a coworker, in being a friend, in being a neighbor, right?
You have like a negative connotation and then connotation. It's hard to go
Yeah, he said it's hard, like it's easier to have that converse. It's hard. There is that negative stereotype around confession, but it really is ultimately just that conversation between us and God and getting some of those things out of the way, right? Like, I think about that in humanity. Like, sometimes we have something between each other and, like, a frustration, but we can't get to the normal conversations until we get that out of the way. Yeah, bud?
If I play on the Switch when I don't tell my parents.
Ooh, I love it. You play. It's hard to tell on yourself when you play on the Switch in the morning when you didn't ask for permission. Talk about those secret things. Right, we're not even talking about, we're talking about like the things, but like, what about the secret stuff that nobody knows?
Oh boy.
Ooh. Somebody said, oh boy. Even the kids feel that, right? Yeah.
I think it's important to say that the Holy Spirit convicts, but the devil brings the guilt and the shame and wants to hold it over your head.
Ooh.
We all kind of confused, like, when you confess, God forgets it. It is like it's stricken from the record, and he sees you as good and perfect again.
Mm.
Right? But the devil wants to come back and continue to remind you of your past.
Mm-hmm.
And so that could be like the tricky part as a Christian, right? The Holy Spirit is being convicting, but he won't shame you or guilt you for what you did.
Yeah, we fear that God is going to act like human beings. Anybody else feel like God's going to act like human beings sometimes? Anybody else good in this room? Right? Because you think I'm going to go, like my friends, when I try to confess or tell on myself, they're like, it's just going to pile on. It's like it's a fire and they're just going to put more fuel on it. And you're like, oh, but God doesn't put more fuel on the fire. Like, this is actually what we think that's really interesting is we talk about confession is freedom. Confession is freedom. And I want to give you a simple thing. Hey, Gwen, you want to come here and help me for a second? And then I want Anya to help me a second. Come here. Take this. And I want you, to wipe out one of those. Just wipe out one. Here, Anya, you come here and do this too. Here, Joby, you want to do one? Just pick one. Don't get me. Maybe it's like holy water, and so the Lord is going to. You didn't know that you kids were going to get like anointed, but your kids are going to be anointed and go back. Hey, Charlie, you want to do one? Okay, here. You want to put it down so I don't. Okay, there we go. You need a little bit more? Here we go. Boop boop. Here we go. Boop boop. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Do more. Keep going. Here. Here we go. Watch this. Here's confession. Now, begin to wipe it off. To wipe it off. Right? So in confession, right, we are beginning to wipe the things off. Yours is all grody, right?
Mine is really bright.
Yours is all blue, right? Hey, look at this. Hey, kids, hold up. Hold up the sin. Hold up the sin. It's been wiped away. Here, put it in here. Put it in here. Right? We're confessing. We give. I'm not God, guys. Okay. I'm not trying to play the Lord. Right? But then it's gone. Because here's the thing. It's like our sin, what our sin was doing was a barrier. And your ability now to be with God is to find freedom. And here's the thing. Like, it's clear. There's no residue on it. Sometimes you feel like you're going to confess and there's going to be something left behind for you to deal with. There's not. Confession isn't like, if I do it right, then it'll be completely wiped clean. The text, I want to remind you what it says. The second part of it. We all know we're talking about we sin. And just close your eyes for a second. And really ask yourself the question, what do I fear in confession? What do I fear? Because it says this, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and purify us. When we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us and purify us. Those two words, I want you to say it in your own, say it out loud with me. Cleanse. Purify. When we confess, we trust that his word is true, that he will cleanse, he will purify us, that you will be clean. And so I want to pray for us, and then we're going to move into a time of communion, kids, okay? Well, let's pray. Father, we come to you now, maybe with a handful of sins already this morning, maybe with a few more. And we come in here not because we are perfect, but because we're messed up. Holy Spirit, speak words of life over us. Speak words of hope. God, what word, what confession have we not been making for so long that we are so worried about, believing that it is unforgivable? Holy Spirit, I want to take a moment for us just to do the work of acknowledging it. Holy Spirit, continue to speak even as we reflect, even as we take communion together. We participate in the body and the blood of Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. We ask this in your name.